And among Republicans, Rudy Giuliani is expected to leave the race today after betting everything on yesterday's Florida primary and losing. Now the world's greatest city is reconsidering the political journey of the man dubbed America's mayor. From New York, here is NPR's Mike Pesca.
New Yorkers awoke today to a political reality they haven't encountered in almost 20 years, the irrelevance of Rudy Giuliani. Ever since then, U.S. Attorney Giuliani began forcing renegade Wall Street traders into uncomfortable perp walks in the mid-80s. Through his failed bid for mayor in 1989, then ascendancy 4 years later, Rudy has been, by his own design, the most visible political figure in the city. It's a tenure longer than that of Casey Stengel with the Yankees or Zubin Mehta with the New York Philharmonic. In or out of office, attention was paid to the man who would tell you that he tamed the ungovernable city.
Get your frenos, I am New York, frenos. Get your frenos, frenos.
This morning, the tabloids he fed and feuded with for two decades told the tale. New York Post, Rudy's ruin. Daily News, the fat lady singing. Perhaps that was a tribute to the founder of Bishop Laughlin High School's Opera Club. There was once a bus ad for a magazine which claimed to be the only good thing in New York that Rudy didn't take credit for. Rudy banned the ads, arguing that he controlled the buses. On appeal, Giuliani lost that case, as he lost 23 out of 27 lawsuits brought by the New York Civil Liberties Union. Numbers defined the Giuliani tenure. He used numbers as part of the CompStat system of combating crime, and later the numbers 9/11 became such an omnipresent part of his lexicon that detractors often forgot Rudy's genuine accomplishments. You'll often hear that crime began declining before Giuliani took office. That's true in the narrowest terms. New York's most murderous years were all under Rudy's predecessor. Over 2,000 New Yorkers were murdered in each of David Dinkins' first 2 years as mayor. Then the number did drop to below 2,000 by the time he left office. By Giuliani's last year in office, it was down to under 650. Most major cities saw a drop in murders. New York's was more profound and more sustained. Here's another number, 200. That's the approximate number of funerals Rudy attended after 9/11. As a reporter in New Orleans immediately after Katrina hit, I remember FEMA Chief Mike Brown lashing out at the press corps. He said we were obsessed with the death toll. I thought back to Rudy's response when that question inevitably came his way soon after 9/11. More than any of us can bear, he answered. Then it united a wounded city. Judging by a stream of rejections in Republican primaries, perhaps those words, more than any of us can bear, now apply to the man himself. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.